Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I stopped by the office of the House Ag Committee Chairman, Colin Peterson. I didn't have any agenda. I just wanted to thank him for his leadership and effort to represent the ag industry. Of course, as you might guess, we did talk about ag policy. Chairman Peterson has put together a bipartisan group of House members that want to expand trade and travel with Cuba. I served on a panel of four that met with congressional aides. We encourage them to support trade with Cuba. We want to do our share to push the trade and travel issue to the front. Another subject that Chairman Peterson and I agreed on is the unfortunate reality that the explosive federal government debt and farm program spending are on a collision course. We can't escape. Direct payments, crop insurance, even conservation will feel the spending squeeze. The chairman said that the rising debt is going to require a new look at writing the next farm bill. He acknowledged that ag spending is on the table, but he wants to make sure that we are treated fairly and not required to do more than our share, and I agree. My experience over many years is that farm programs change. When I was Secretary of Agriculture, we had annual crop land set-asides. For example, to qualify for price supports on corn, you had to set aside in grass 10% of your crop land. Some of the best land in the world was just sitting idle. Well, we finally got rid of the set-aside program and started the Conservation Reserve. The Conservation Reserve takes land out of production, but it is fragile land and subject to erosion. We've made progress. There are more reforms that we need to make, and the budget pressures will force us to do that. In closing, I suggest that if you would like to hear or read some of my radio commentaries going back 10 years and soon to go back 20 years, go to www.johnblockreports.com. johnblockreports.com, and I am John Block, reporting from Washington.
In the rain, as